This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Joy is combining forces with SBS Radio again this year during the final weekend of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras to share the passion and pride of Sydney around the nation and the world. Celebrating 40 years over 4 days, Joy's airwaves will be filled with specially curated programming to mark the 40th anniversary, as well as give live commentary of the historic parade as it's happening. The parade team consists of the first out and proud winner of Big Brother Australia, Benjamin Norris, cabaret performer and executive producer of The Informer, Dean Arcuri, and the host of Australia's only lesbian drive radio show, Dano and Mason, as they cross to the street team throughout the parade, the Melbourne comedy duo, The Tag Team. Dean Arcuri spoke to Joy's program director, Chris Tate, at Fair Day about the broadcast and how Joy is helping to share our community's pride and passion with the world.
You're no stranger to Fair Day.
I'm not a stranger to Fair Day, but this is probably the most active I've been. Generally, I come to Fair Day. The last time I came to Fair Day, I was actually recently out of the closet. So I came and I was just very scared of the amount of homosexuals around me, so I left.
So what's it like being here today and representing Joy?
It's really great to be here for Joy's first Fair Day, because as we start to branch out and become a voice for the LGBTI community rather than just the LGBTI community in Melbourne, becoming a voice for the LGBTI community within Australia and within the world. So it's great for us to be in Sydney. Just to put it out there that Joy's here, we're available. Sure, you can't listen on 94.9, but you can stream us, download the app, get us on podcasts, and we've been just handing out leaflets, letting people know, and everyone's been really, really responsive. It's been amazing.
Now, Joy has also got some amazing broadcasting lined up over the final Mardi Gras weekend, haven't they? You're doing 4 days of broadcasting to celebrate 40 years.
That's exactly right. Joy always does something for Mardi Gras, and it's 25 years of Joy and 40 years of Mardi Gras. So we're like, we need to make this year count. So we're coming down to Sydney. We're kicking off with a live OB from SBS and Not My Cup of Tea, which is one of our younger shows. They're going to co-host a show with some of the 78ers. So basically, it's like the two worlds, like these young queer kids growing up who know Mardi Gras only as a celebration, only as a time of fun and drinking and glitter. Whereas when it started 40 years ago, these people got arrested. They were activists. It was illegal. So it's amazing for us to be able to look at the contrasting views of young queer kids growing up today and what it was like back then. So that kicks off our broadcast. Then we've got stuff planned throughout the 4 days. We've got a live event at Stonewall. Come down and watch us make live radio live from Stonewall. Then, of course, the parade on Saturday is going to be ginormous, one of our biggest parades yet, going across SBS. And then we're wrapping it up with some great content, including a countdown, 40 hits for 40 years. So we're taking one hit per year for the last 40 years, one LGBTI anthem, a banger, and just putting it out there to the world.
One of the exciting things is there's so much content being made in Sydney. It's not just, it may be people, Melbourne voices and people, but you've also got the Joy team that are here in Sydney creating content for Mardi Gras, haven't you?
That's exactly right. So it's really great for us to be able to, because we have teams coming from Sydney, so it's really, and we are based in Melbourne, so it's really great to be able to give them an opportunity to really feel a part of Joy. And some of our Sydney teams have huge followings. They're bringing a lot of interest to Joy. So it's great for us to be able to showcase them in their home territory.
Now, last year during the live broadcast, it was your very first Mardi Gras parade, wasn't it?
It was.
So this year you're going to be doing that all again. Is it fun to be able to experience the parade and work it in this way so that Australia's broader community can experience the parade as well?
It really is, and it's such an honour. So not only do you get amazing views, like we're right there, we're right in the thick of it, but it's just such an honour to be able to take this parade and literally send it to the world. So people who can't be here, people who've moved overseas, people who live in countries where this is not okay to be gay, are able to watch the parade, hear the parade, feel the parade, and Joy is a massive part of bringing it to the world, and it's a real privilege to be able to do that.
That's it for another episode of The Informer, bringing news and current affairs from Australia's LGBTI communities.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.